Music and the Muse. Music resembles poetry. In each are nameless graces which no methods teach, and which a master hand alone can reach. Music and the Muse, blending the magic of poetry read by Janet Logan with Thomas Mancini's violin. Music and the Muse, for those who follow the star of dreams.
Greetings, everyone. And, of course, very special ones to you mothers, since this is your day. This is Janet Logan, hoping for all of us that it has been a most happy one. Strickland Gilliland, who made the whole nation chuckle with his poem Finnegan to Flanagan, best known as Off Again, On Again, Finnegan, wrote this tender and whimsical tribute to his mother. Mother is a little girl who trod my path before me. Just a bigger, wiser little girl who ran ahead. Bigger, wiser, stronger girl who always watches o'er me. One who sees the pitfalls in the rugged road I tread. Mother is a playmate who will always treat me kindly. Playmate who will yield me what true happiness demands. She will never let my feet stray into brambles blindly. Mother's just a bigger little girl who understands. Mother is an older little playmate who will befriend me. Yesteryear, she traveled in the path that's mine today. Never need I fear a foe from which she might defend me. Faithful little pal who ran ahead and learned the way.
Thank you.
down the briefcase, abandon the broom. A spring hill is luring where buttercups bloom. The bluest of May skies is setting the scene, and grass blades are wearing their shiniest green. Pack the lunch basket with viands for two. Sun savors a sandwich. Wind brightens a brew. A gold morning waits us with sunburn and laughter. A day to be carved with our names ever after. Remember when I fancied all folk old at 10. And when I turned my first decade, 15 seemed more truly staid. But when the 15th round I'd run, I thought none old till 21. Then, oddly, when I reached that age, I held that 30 made folk sage. But when my 30th year was told, I said at 20 men grow old. Yet 20 came and found me thrifty, and so I drew the line at 50. But when I reached that age, I swore none could be old until 60. And here I am at 70 now, as young as when at 7 I trow. 'Tis true my hair is somewhat gray, and that I use a cane today. 'Tis true these rogues about my knees say grandpa when they speak to me. But bless your soul, I'm young as when I thought all people old at 10. Perhaps a little wiser grown. Perhaps some old illusions flown. But wondering still a while years have told when it is that a man grows old. Aside and watch yourself go by. Think of yourself as he instead of I. Note closely, as in other men you note, the bag-kneed trousers and the seedy coat. Pick flaws, find faults, forget the man is you. Confront yourself and look you in the eye. Just stand aside and watch yourself go by. Interpret all your motives just as though you looked on one whose aims you did not know. Let undisguised contempt surge through you when you see you shirk, O commonest of men. Despise your cowardice. Condemn whatever you note of falseness in you anywhere. Defend not one defect that shares your eye. Just stand aside and watch yourself go by. And then, with eyes unveiled to what you loathe, to sins that with sweet charity you'd clothe, back to your self-walled tenement, you'll go with tolerance for all who dwell below. The faults of others then will dwarf and shrink. Love's chain grows stronger by one mighty link when you, with he as substitute for I, have stood aside and watched yourself go by.
Thank you.
are mothers, she and I. And on the vine that dips across my kitchen windowsill, she rests between her trips to satisfy her children's cries with toothsome worms and butterflies. She twitters warily at me. I answer with a sigh. And as she drops to seize a worm, I hear her plaintive cry, "If they keep on clamoring this way, I know they'll turn my feathers gray." Of Mother's Day is the famous and oft-quoted poem, "Rock Me to Sleep," by Elizabeth Akers Allen. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Make me a child again, just for tonight. Mother, come back from the echoless shore. Take me again to your heart as of yore. Kiss from my forehead the furrows of care. Smooth the few silver threads out of my hair. Over my slumbers your loving watch keep. Rock me to sleep, Mother. Rock me to sleep. Over my heart in the days that are flown, no love like mother love ever has shone. No other worship abides and endures, faithful, unselfish, and patient like yours. None like a mother can charm away pain from the sick soul and the world-weary brain. slumber's soft calms, or my heavy lids creep. Rock me to sleep, Mother. Rock me to sleep. Mother, dear Mother, the years have been long since last I listened your lullaby song. Sing then, and unto my soul it shall seem womanhood's years have been only a dream. Clasped to your heart in loving embrace, with your light lashes just sweeping my face, never hereafter to wake or to weep. Rock me to sleep, Mother. Rock me to sleep. John Keble, in his lectures on poetry, said, "The glorious art of poetry is a kind of medicine divinely bestowed upon man." This is Janet Logan saying goodbye until next week.
Strains of melody fade away to join with other pleasant memories. Again, Music in the Muse is ended. Featured with Thomas Mancini, violinist, were William Sobranski, organist, Ray Kramer, cellist, and Catherine Julier, harpist. Poems read by Miss Janet Logan were Mother by Strickland Gilliland, Song for a Spring Sprint by Esther Baldwin York, Growing Old by Mark Eugene Cook, Watch Yourself Go by Strickland Gilliland, Kindred Souls by Julia Reese Osborne, and Rock Me to Sleep by Elizabeth Akers Allen. Musical numbers included Mother by Johnson and Morse, Mignonette by Frimmel, Through the Years by Humans, and Bateau by Debussy, To Each His Own by Evans, and Cradle Song by Brahms. Music and the Muse was edited by John Kraft and produced by Carol Pearson. This program came to you from Hollywood's Radio City. John Storm speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.